Today, we celebrate 25 years of service and ministry as a local church here at Berean Baptist Church. My, how time has flown. Who would have thought back in September of 1996 that we would even see this day 25 years later and to be able to gather together and rejoice in what God has done. My problem right now is how can I condense 25 years and all the wonderful things that God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, has provided for us down through all of those years in just a few minutes. This morning, we don't want to take away from Pastor Wall's message or time. My only redeeming factor is that we have a lunch provided for us after the morning service, so we can keep going till 12 o'clock. No problem. Nobody has to rush away. You don't believe me, do you? I will surely miss mentioning something in the last 25 years, but let me give you a quick overview of where we have been. Berean Baptist Church began in September of 1996 with just a few folks desiring to serve the Lord and to honor Him in both fellowship and worship. We had no place to meet when we decided that we would plant this church. We did meet in our home on Beatrice Street. How many remember Beatrice Street? On Wednesdays for prayer, for planning, and preparing for the planting of our church. We had targeted Thanksgiving Sunday that year to be our very first Sunday service. That gave us 6 weeks to find some place to meet. So we spent many hours visiting and looking at storefronts, hotels, motels, any place that we could meet. We refused to go into community centers because there would just be all kinds of stuff and noise and whatnot. We refused to go into schools, gymnasiums, or anything like that. We wanted a really nice meeting place that would be conducive to fellowship and worship. So we looked all over the place in South London, in the White Oaks area, which was our target area. We found nothing. And it was the week before Thanksgiving that Robert Wilkinson suggested that we check out the Holiday Inn Express down on Exeter Road in South London to see what they had. And so we did. We looked at the meeting rooms they had in the inn, and they were not going to be workable for us, but they did have what they called the Wellington Room out in a building out front of the inn. So it was never used on Sundays, they said. So we asked if we could have a look. Do you remember, Robert, we walked around that building. They gave us a key. We walked around that building twice before we found the door that the key opened. And we went in, and as soon as we opened the door into that meeting room, we just went, this is it. This is perfect. Carpeted floors, nice ceiling, good paint job, padded folding chairs in the place as well. They even had a table and a podium that we could use because we didn't have anything. Just a heart's desire to serve the Lord and to start this thing. So it had been exactly what we were praying for, and we believe that God led us at the very last minute again to that wonderful space. So we went back in and asked the folks in the inn if it was available for rent on Sundays, and they said, yeah, nobody rents it on Sunday. And would we be able to rent it for the whole day? Because we really wanted to have a morning and an evening service without having to pay twice for morning and evening. And they said, yeah, you rent it, you get it for the day. And so then we asked them how much it cost to rent. Now, what you need to know is because we weren't meeting on Sundays, we weren't having any tithes and offerings being collected. I was working off a severance from previous ministry at Old Central Baptist Church. And so we didn't have anything, except we had two gifts come into our church from people outside of our own little group that amounted to $150. So when we asked the inn how much it cost to rent the room, how much do you think it cost? $150. So we had our first Sunday already paid for, and that was the goodness of the Lord. So we had our first meeting place. The first Sunday was paid for. It was wonderful, and God was so good to us in giving us that place. We were there for about a year, and then we had to move because they were making changes to the room. We ended up at an office warehouse complex at Adelaide and Bradley, Unit 34. How many remember Unit 34? Yeah. It was nice space. We eventually had to move our services out into the warehouse. And so we rented some wall dividers from Lovers, and we walled off a corner, and we had services out in the warehouse. And we were there for a little while, and then we had to change units because somebody wanted Unit 34 with real money. And the blessing was that Max Goebel, who owned the building, had just closed the purchase on this building and had a couple of empty units. He invited us to come in. He wouldn't take any rent. He wouldn't even take any money for utilities. He says, I want to help you do what you're doing, so just come in and use the place. And we said, thank you, that's wonderful. And our understanding was that we would move out when somebody with a business wanted whatever particular space. So we moved down to Unit 25, just down the strip a little bit. For our third place, we knew that we had to find something else because the building was starting to fill up with businesses. So we set Bruce Wallace, a retired businessman, one of our members, we set him the task of finding us a place. And so he went out. And by and by, we found 277 Adelaide, just around the corner there, that was up for sale. We thought it would be a perfect place, and so we were able to buy it there. The Lord has led us each step of the way for these 25 years. He led us to each place where we could meet. This building here is our fifth, and Lord willing, last place where we will have a church. We moved here to 932 Leithorn in 2005. Bought the building in 2005, so for the last 16 years, we've been here. God has been so good to us. The stories of how we were able to buy Adelaide Street, how we were able to buy this building, are miraculous and wonderful, and will take too much time to tell this morning. We did put a copy of our little blurb on the Mortgage Burning Sunday, which was a couple of weeks ago, about how we were able to buy this building. So it's posted on the bulletin board there if you want to find out how all of this has happened. We could mention many memorable events in the life of our church. I think probably one of the first ones would be our first baptism service at Adelaide and Bradley, Unit 25, in the warehouse in February. It was so cold. And we had rented a hot tub to baptize DJ Hall, Jason Hunsberger, and Ryan Fletcher. We thought that it was great because they were all young men at that point in time. And so we had the hot tub brought in on a Friday. We set it up. We had the heater going. We came in on Saturday. The heater was broken. The water was freezing cold because it was cold in the warehouse. We tried to heat it up with some boiling water on Sunday morning, and it just didn't work too well. But still, the fellows were immersed. I didn't have to get in the water because it was just a hot tub, so I stood outside of it. And I pushed them under the water because they were reluctant to go. And that was our first baptism service that we've had. We've had a few more over the years, and now we have a nice baptistry tank out here in our warehouse that we've moved with us three times, and easier to get into, and with a good heater on it, I might add. We praise the Lord for our first owned building and how we were given a personal, interest-free, no stipulated payback schedule, only as we were able to pay back, of $225,000 in order to purchase 277 Adelaide. A loan of which we paid back $125,000 in 5 years, and I thought that was most remarkable for us as a church family. And I remember going on and on about we paid back $125,000. We have $100,000 left to go, only to find out that the people who lent us the loan in the first place, they had already decided that when we reached 100,000 left, they were going to forgive the loan, and they did. They forgave the 100,000 at the end of it all, and we were mortgage free over at 277. God has been so good to us. We could mention our children's and youth ministry, our Awana club with Rob Redding as the fearless leader, and then Julie and Faith took over after Rob and Amanda and the kids, and I guess it was Noah at the time, left for Elmer, to move to Elmer. I miss kids around here. It's so nice to see a lot of them here today. And we do pray for a restart of children's and youth ministries sometime in the future, maybe the near future. But as we think back, we can only say that God has been so good to us. We could mention miracles surrounding the purchase of 932 Leithorn here and the completion of our mortgage on this building earlier this year, back in May. And as I mentioned, if you want to read a report of our mortgage burning service back on September the 12th, it's posted on the bulletin board. And again, God has been so good to us and faithfully provided for every single need that we've ever had here at this church. We could talk about, I could mention to you about how our first financial program laid out back in the early days, in which we took 10% of whatever the weekly offering was and put that towards missions. We weren't supporting missionaries at the time, but we wanted to be involved in missions. And so we tithed our tithing to missions. And then we figured out what our weekly expenses were, the rental of the room, bulletin, copying. We put an ad in the Penny Saver back in those days. And we figured out what all of that money was, and so we took that out of the weekly offering. And whatever was left was for the pastor's support. When Robert presented that budget to the church back in October of 1996, he talked about tithing for missions and then weekly ministry expenses, and the rest goes to feed the ox. Because you're not supposed to muzzle the ox that treads out the grain. So we did that for several years until we were over at 277 for a little while. And then the pastor's support became part of the fixed expense. And the mortgage, paying back the loan, became the flex number. Again, God was, and we never missed a meal. Look at my son. He never missed a meal. And we just have to give all praise and glory to our Lord. So there are many other things that I could mention, but already more time than I wanted to take. But if you've ever seen the 10th anniversary history book, that'll give you some insights and some information, some history on the first 10 years. Emery Ettinger, who is now living in Kitchener-Waterloo, put this together for us. And there's a few pictures in there. My beard is much darker than it is right now. And so we'll put a few of those out if you want to have a look at the first 10 years. But Berean Baptist Church would not be possible without the Lord's leading and directing, but also without people who have served in many and various capacities here in this church. And we think of the folks who have helped in teaching Sunday Bible school classes, our ushers who help out each week, our trustees, our deacons, kids club workers back in the day when we had kids here, our cleaners in this church. We all took a hand in that for a little while at 277, volunteer cleaning teams. And when we moved over here, it was just a little much, so... I think Rob and Amanda, you guys were the cleaners at 277 for a while. Did you do that here too?
Yeah, we were here for a while.
Yeah. So when they left, then Dan and Jan volunteered to take on that role of church cleaning. Tellers, you know that Dave Emmons and Susan Sweetser are our tellers today, and that while you're all having a wonderful time of fellowship chatting in here, they're out back counting the offering for the money. And by the time they come back out here, basically you're all gone. So that's quite a sacrifice for them in doing that various that ministry. And there have been many people over the years involved in the life of Berean Baptist Church, and I thank the Lord for them all. But there's just a couple, I think, that we would need to recognize in a special way this morning. First of all, Bruce and Vernita Wallace came to us from Simcoe at the beginning of 1997. They moved in from Simcoe, joined with us here in this church. They wanted to help plant this church. The two of them have been our painters. In the summer, when we bought this building, in the summer of 2005, Bruce and Vernita were up on the roof of this building, leaning over the edge, painting the fascia that goes all the way around the building. It's in need of a new paint job. So if anybody is looking for something to do, there were a few times when the heat on that roof almost caused them to pass out, which was kind of scary because he's leaning over the edge to paint the fascia board. And they did a lot of painting in the building. He was our woodworker, Bruce Wallace. This pulpit is one that he built, the communion table. Any wooden table you see around this building was built by Bruce Wallace. The missions rack over there, the mailbox over there, anything wooden in this building was probably built by Bruce Wallace. And they were the renovators for both 277 as well as 932. They were here almost every day doing little bits and pieces. We remembered that back when we bought 277, I thought it would only be 2 weeks to renovate and we could be in. And of course, everybody laughed about that because it was 6 months that we had to do that. And when we finally got over there, if you remember, Vernita presented me with the key to the church, a cardboard key that she had cut out, big size, and it said on it, 2 weeks to move in. And that was after 6 months. So it's been a standing joke around here about 2 weeks. But Bruce and Vernita Wallace were a great help to us. They left us quite suddenly to move back to Kitchener-Waterloo because of some health issues and so on, but we have appreciated so much them. And then I have to mention my dad and my mom. Mom and Dad joined us between Christmas and New Year's in 1996. Dad became our honorary pastor, and we took advantage of his many, many years of experience in teaching and leading and so on. He was he had some heart surgery in 96, and so his health wasn't really good. He had been on a respirator for 2 weeks, and it damaged his vocal cords. So when he spoke, it was usually in a soft whisper. But we would still have him preach when he was feeling up to it. And you can't imagine that when he started, it was kind of quiet. But the longer he went, the voice got stronger and stronger. And my dad was a great pastor and a great preacher, a wonderful student of the scriptures. He taught in our Sunday Bible school class in a variety of classes and in our Bible Institute when we had that going in early days. He was an encourager. He also was a renovator. He was here in this building every day while we were renovating this to get ready for our use. He's now home with the Lord and has been since September of 2009. And for those of you who remember hearing him preach and he would ask a question, you remember what his usual statement was? Say yes. That's right. He would make a comment and he would say yes, just say yes. That was great. Miss him around here. Mom became our church pianist as soon as they arrived. And when we got the organ, it was given to us, she became the church organist. Since January of 1977. She was our seniors luncheon coordinator, a letter and card writer, still going strong at 91 years of age, even though she is not able to be out so much anymore. Wanted to be here today, but just couldn't come. Just a couple more. DJ Hall was our first and our best assistant pastor. He was our only assistant pastor we've ever had, but still was the best that we had. from May 2005 for a couple of years till he married Heather, and they moved back to Ajax and settled down there. He looked after our youth ministry, and it was a delight for me to have him here. He's actually one of our kids, grew up in the church here, and then went away to Faithway College for school and graduated there. And we enjoyed that that time together. I think we got along okay. Thanks for saying that. One other special name to mention is the Manuel and Ellen D'Souza. They became our first ever commissioned family into missions. Sent them down to Brazil, which is Manuel's hometown. Ellen's from Nova Scotia, and their kids. And they wanted to minister and to serve the Lord and to take the gospel to his own people down in Brazil. And so that's where they are today. We sent them down in 2010, and they are still serving the Lord. Restricted, as we all have been, through COVID, but still doing what they can to serve the Lord down there. Dave Emmons has been our treasurer here in this church for a millennia, I think, about a million years. And the timing of all of that was incredible because Marg Mepstead, who was our treasurer in the time, had asked to be relieved of that work. It was getting too complicated. And Dave and Idella just arrived at the church, and Dave had been the treasurer at Bethel Baptist in St. Catharines. And so it was of the Lord's leading, again, that he was willing to help us out in the church here. So he has been our church treasurer for a long while, and we thank him for that. And should mention Jan Fletcher. She is our church clerk and has been from the moment that we started. Takes minutes of the meetings and does all kinds of wonderful things as church clerks are wont to do, and thank you for that. Should also mention Janice, my wife, who has been standing with me for almost 40 years now in ministry. Since we left St. Catharines, came to London Baptist Bible College, trained for ministry, got involved in churches here and pastoring. She would tell you that she is not a pastor's wife. She doesn't play the piano, doesn't like teaching or speaking so much, but she's a great helpmeet and has been there behind the scenes to encourage and help in various areas of ministry. So thank you, dear. Last but not least, I need to mention Robert and Linda Wilkinson. Linda, who has been faithfully our signer for the deaf services and our missionary cupboard organizer. We appreciate all that she has done. But Robert needs special mention because it really was him back in the early days after I finished at ministry at Old Central Baptist Church. He called up and said, when are we going to start? Because he used to be a teacher at Central Christian School. I was assistant pastor. We would often go out for coffee and chit-chat, and we often talked about the need for a good Baptist church in South London, primarily because he lived in White Oaks. I think that was the reason. So when he heard that I had left Central, he called up and said, when are we starting? And that was the impetus to begin to look. Robert has been a great help from the beginning. He has taught in Sunday Bible school classes. He's one of our deacons, a trustee, a 3BI teacher when we had a Bible Institute. He's been our Sunday school superintendent, a sound technician, song leader, IT guy. And we have had a great relationship over these 25 years in the life of Berean Baptist Church. And I just want to thank you, Robert, for all that you have done voluntarily for the help and the planting of this church. Finally, thank you to everyone for your faithfulness to the Lord Jesus, to this church. I thank the Lord always and praise him for his faithfulness and for his provisions for us here in this work. 25 years. Can't hardly believe that that's where we are today. Now, I know some of you are worried that I'm going to retire because the mortgage is done. I have no plans to retire quite yet. I have to go get another tooth pulled out tomorrow, so maybe that will make a decision for me. I don't know. But We'll still keep going as the Lord leads and gives us strength to do so. And thank you all for your part that you play in the life of our church as well. One thing that I put on the table at the back, if you're interested, is a copy of our church covenant. I'm not going to read it right now, but there's a copy there in case you have forgotten what we covenanted together to do and to be in this church. So some of them, there's a number of them back there. You can help yourself to one and just remind yourself of that. Also, for this day to commemorate 25 years, we have gifts for everyone. We have some new mugs. We did one at 5 years. It was a 10-ounce mug. We did one at 15 years. It was a 12-ounce mug. This one is called a bistro mug. It's 15 ounces of your favorite beverage in here. We have one for everyone here this morning. They're on the table at the back. Please help yourself to one before you leave for today.